Self-Service Resistance in the Print Industry, Don't Get Caught Up in the Status Quo, by Jennifer Matt. If you've been paying attention at all, self-service is a critical trend in almost every industry. We are doing things for ourselves that our parents would never have dreamed of. Complex financial transactions, complex real estate dealings, and complex ordering of expensive and custom manufactured items, all online, all in a self-service fashion. It's starting to look like we might only interact with software to procure just about anything. The print industry seems to be trying to hold on to the synchronous full-service interactions, phone and email, in customer service, insisting that each order has to be handled by a human. Print is not more or less complicated than other procurement events that are all online today. Moving to self-service is a strategic move. It can't be done without leadership. I've been interacting with lots of customer service departments lately. Without leadership, customer service will continue to process orders like they have been processing orders in the past. The status quo is a very compelling option. Change is hard. Change introduces uncertainty. Change makes humans feel uncomfortable. Change can be even more difficult the longer your employee has been doing their job or the more experienced the humans are. If you've mastered your job responsibilities over the last decade or so, it's hard to back up and be a beginner for a while when changing to a new process or software system. Often process changes take more time in the beginning and are often open to criticism. Naturally, customer service feels they add value to every transaction. If they are manually processing every transaction, they do, of course, add value by processing it. But real value add is in the form of upselling or collaboration. Having the majority of your customer service team simply processing orders versus software that allows the customer to submit orders themselves is slowing the process down. A certain percentage of your orders can be done online. There are patterns in orders. There is the equivalent of taking cash out of an ATM machine in a certain percentage of your business. You do not need to speak to a bank teller to get cash out of your account. You should not have to interact with a human to order more product labels, using the exact same artwork you used last time. Our industry has spent most of its time and effort on optimizing the production floor, at the expense of time and effort that could be focused on the carpeted area of your plant. Where does a job spend more time? If you're a digital shop, most of the time is spent in what I call chasing agreements. You chase the agreement for order specifications, artwork approval, and pricing and estimating. You chase the agreements to these things using rudimentary tools like email, phone, and fax. You spend your customers' time chasing in an inefficient way. I ordered a few products from a local printer for an event I was putting on pre-COVID. I archived all the email communication I received from the printer over the course of the three projects I did with them. I received over 70 emails and 8 phone calls. That's ridiculous. Self-service leadership starts with defining objectives. What are you trying to accomplish? My favorite language around objectives and metrics comes from John Doerr's book, Measure What Matters. Simply put, create real business objectives, numbers, and time constraints, and then define the key results that you're going to measure to make sure those objectives are met. Self-service business objective. Increase the capacity of our customer service department by 20% in the next quarter without adding any new staff. Move 10% of all jobs to self-service over the next quarter. Introduce 20 customers to self-service ordering in the next quarter. Flag every order coming in as self-service or full service to start identifying patterns. The leadership required for moving to self-service has to be diligent. You cannot state the goal and walk away. You have to stay in the leadership seat until the new way of doing things becomes their comfort zone. This can take a lot longer than you think it should. If you get a group of people to change and then walk away, getting them to change again will be even harder. You have to explain the objectives. You have to get buy-in on the key results that are going to be measured. The best way to get buy-in is to have them create their own key results. Self-service is already a differentiator in the industry. If your order entry strategy is email, think of yourselves as behind and at risk of being replaced by a printer who cares more about how they spend their customers' time.